Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, want to hear from you, so give us a call, 347-826-7435. That's the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to give us a call, you can always email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, we take them all. At smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. If you're listening online streaming live, you can jump into the flash chat on the blogtalkradio.com/smoothdrama. You can jump into the flash chat, and I'm live on there. You know, you got a question, we can talk about it. I want to hear from you. Social network. Smooth Drama group in Facebook, myself or Mr. J will add you. We want to hear from you. I mean, you're our constituency. We represent you. We are your unofficial representatives of the nation of us. Because, you know, ain't no justice, it's just us. Right?
Right.
So, they said that California outlawed selling your DMV appointment. I'm like, what the is that? I mean, people pay to go to the DMV now?
I never heard of that. I didn't know that it was legal to do it in the first place. So now it's illegal. And I never knew it was even such a thing.
Yeah, it's like, yo, hey, you got an appointment to the DMV. Can I buy that, yo? Can I? What? This is stupid.
Yeah, because at first I thought it was like, yeah, I thought it was like, you know, when you pay people to wait in line for you. But then I was like, oh, no, it's not that.
No, it's appointment. I make an appointment, and am I making an appointment in somebody else's name? I mean, what?
I have no idea. I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, because I didn't even want to look deep into this, because just the concept of it is slow growth, right? We don't want to say the retarded word, even though sometimes we just got to say some folks, their brain, the growth in their brain has been retarded by whatever the circumstances is, you're retarded. Something is retarded in you. It shouldn't happen.
I didn't know. I don't know. It's one of those things like you have no words.
Yeah,
I didn't know. No, it was a thing.
There's nothing to say. But there is something that I do have words for. I got a lot of words for this. Have you ever heard of Martina Big?
Actually, no.
All right. So Martina Big, you've seen her. Martina Big is that white woman who has had those injections. She's done all the cosmetic changes and
white black lady. Is that the white black lady?
Yeah, she had the skin darkening.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, her and her man, they're talking about, oh, yeah, since we've had, because both of them have had the injection. They say they're going to have a black baby.
Yeah, what's funny is I looked at him, and I didn't know he had had all the surgery and stuff. The picture that I saw, I didn't know. And I was like, well, he could kind of pass. You know, you have relatives, and if you're from the South, New Orleans, you might have a relative or two that looks like him.
Yeah.
No?
No.
No.
Skin dark injection. Yeah, of course you can pass. He's been darkened.
That's what I'm saying, but he didn't look like she looked, though. You know, she looks like something's wrong. He could kind of pass. Like, he didn't look as weird and as, like, unusual as she did. Like, you can look at...
Well, she had fake titties and the fake ass and everything about her just... It's like she's a cartoon character.
Yeah. So he just had the darkening. He didn't have anything else. So maybe that's the difference.
Okay.
He just looks a mess.
You think? I don't think.
Yeah, but
mess
he doesn't look that bad. He does. I'm curious to see what their children are going to look like.
I'm not. Yeah, you know, and I'm gonna say this is sacrilegious. I'm going to blame Michael Jackson.
Why?
Mike bust out with them white kids. And folks was like, oh, those Michael Jackson kids. Those ain't Michael Jackson kids. Black folks don't create blue-eyed blonde. It don't happen. There's going to be a mixture. People forget that Michael Jackson was pretty brown. He was pretty brown. He's not going to have just a white baby. Doesn't
because
matter.
He lightened his skin.
Right.
Yeah, I agree totally. But I will say this, for the longest time, up until recently, those kids look like him to me. I have no idea why. The kids look like their cousins, the brothers' kids who are by white women. They look similar to those kids. If you look at those kids, they look like the Jacksons look now with surgery, not the Jacksons before surgery, which I find very strange. That's strange to me. If you look at them, they look like Jacksons after surgery.
Proximity.
Yeah,
proximity.
I mean, it's the weirdest thing. Yeah, it could be.
Not weird to me.
Why not?
Not. Why would it be weird? Look.
Why would the kids?
Why would they look? There are a lot of people. They can raise somebody, and you're around them, and y'all look similar to folks. There's a proximity. People. Oh, they look alike.
Okay, but not any of the Jackson kids look like the Jacksons before surgery. Some of those kids should look like Jackson before surgery. They shouldn't look like Jackson after surgery.
Okay.
Because, see, the surgery is not real.
I don't know.
You know, that's not how they were born. It's weird. I just think it's where I understand what you're saying. Yeah, because it's like people who've been married for a long time and, you know, people say they start to favor. Like, I get that. But not all of the kids. There's like 30 kids, if not more, grandkids, and all of them look like Jacksons after surgery. I just think that's weird.
Well, yeah, that part is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy.
There's not one wide nose Jackson in there.
All right. So, yeah. that part.
I mean, like, you know, Rebe was probably the one that stayed, you know, pretty much the same. All of her kids look like Jermaine and Michael and Toya Jackson with the noses and stuff. So it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Now we've got that out the way. We're just going to go into our dumbass of the week. All right, dumbass of the week. South Dakota legislature, they vote to allow concealed handguns without a permit. I'm like, so there's not enough shooting that's been happening. It's like, whew, people don't, I guess they don't get enough. So you're going to say, hey, you can have a concealed gun without a permit in South Dakota.
So basically they're going back to the Wild West.
Well, it's in South Dakota. So it's the wild, wild South Dakota.
Yeah, but I'm just saying basically that's the, you know, the Wild West where people just, you know, had a gun and you did something. Yeah, if you did something they like, they shot and killed you.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, hey, come to South Dakota.
Going back to Jesse James.
Yep. Yes, you are. I can have a gun. No permit.
You can't have one. You can't have one.
Well, I can have it, but if I get caught with it, they gonna bust 1,000 caps in me. I mean, it's constitutional carry, as they call it. Constitutional carry. I don't know exactly what that means, but yeah.
So it sounds like right to bear arms, but without a permit.
Yeah, but don't you already have that right?
What, to bear arms?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to have permit. So you got to go through some things. The Dakotas are saying, no, we don't want to go through all that. We ain't got time for all that. We just want to get our guns and go.
I need my gun, just in case. I guess South Dakota must be a dangerous-ass place. Never hear about it. I've never met anybody from South Dakota, so I don't know. But I'm guessing the hoods in South Dakota must be pretty fierce. Pretty fierce.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. We be talking about the hood. They ain't passing no laws in Oakland talking about concealed guns.
Oh, no. Really?
They say Oakland's pretty dangerous, right? So.
I mean, it's pretty dangerous.
Yeah, so how dangerous is it in South Dakota when they like, hey, we need these guns?
I don't think it is the fact that it's dangerous. I think that probably there's the majority of the population might be white. And it's sparsely populated, so.
Yeah.
And it's a Republican state, too.
Yeah. I mean, but you say it's a white state, but I'm like, why do you need guns if it's a white state and it's not dangerous?
Just in case that one black person comes around.
True. He might saunter in from North Dakota.
Yeah.
North Dakota.
Yeah, maybe the population is changing and there's hoodies in the land.
Damn, I'm almost like I gotta look up what state? Because I've never paid attention to South Dakota and North Dakota. It's never been something that I've paid attention to. Like, you know what? I want to hang out in South Dakota and North Dakota, see what that's about. It's just never, you know, been one of my things, right? I don't think it's been too many people's things.
So it's by Wyoming, which I don't know too much about that.
Well, maybe it's gangster in Wyoming. Maybe it's so gangster in Wyoming that they scared folks. Or maybe it's them gangsters. Let me see. They're surrounded Montana, gangster. Wyoming,
mm-hmm.
gangster.
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska.
Minnesota.
Minnesota and Iowa. Those are all gangster ass. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
dangerous places.
They are. Probably Minnesota would probably be the most dangerous of the states surrounding it, but I don't know.
I mean, but all militias, but aren't all the militias like in Montana?
Oh, so maybe that's why then. That's why.
Yeah,
if that's where the militias are, then that's why.
Yeah, they're like, maybe because all the militias are in Montana and North Dakota, and they're like, just in case them punk mugs in North Dakota come down, you had to defend that.
Well, maybe they're becoming a militia state, though. And they're just slowly, you know, they're just doing it this way.
That is a good point. I didn't even look at it like that.
Yeah.
I didn't even look at it like that.
Yeah, so let us, you know, get our laws in order now. So when we become a militia state, we ain't got to worry about it.
Interesting. On that note, we're going to ponder that. We're going to go on break. This is a prime sunflower seed.
Oh, I like it. Let it go, friend. Give him a second to give us a little courtesy, you know. You ready? You ready? Okay. Alright, we're holding sunflowers. I'm going. Guess who's the Zach? The best shooters don't ever do it. Don't need no mess fool with Neptune's the Zach. This is what you call alcoholic, recording flawless guitarist. Now they riding with us to shore in the Audi orders. Ferrari, this is Joe Montgomery, the Johnny Morris. Now we bout to power up the ghost like Amari Hardwick. Time flies when you having a nice time. So when I drive, I try to ride slower than Heinz Porridge. My mama told me try to enjoy it. Said you a vitamin boy and stick to your diet and soaring. Keep rising and soaring. Don't put your mind on these people. Keep your eye on the people who will kill just to be by you. And beware of those who appear to be dying to meet you. Let your therapy be your Bible and let yourself be less than. And just continue to keep on helping the less fortunate. Not for no fucking credit in public, but for the blessings above. Most important lesson I learned was just to love. Most my aggression was extra liquor and just deserve. Wherever I go, whoever I'm with, I'm met with hugs. While all you rappers getting extorted and get with thugs, I'm riding round in the Maserati, about to go to McDonald's, eating sunflower seeds. Laying back, but I still a stick the shell out the window. Still a stick the shell out the window. But I still, now that I'm living well, all I remember is all I can afford with sunflower seeds. Laying back, but I still a stick the shell out the window. Still a stick the shell out the window. I will spit these out of Gallardo. You feel off laughing like Ricky Ricardo. Go to your lady home and spit a whole bag of sunflower seeds out on her marbles. No, oh, no, I killed a fish and put wings on the dog. You for treating me like I don't know fly. Nickel, I'm back in the prima thing. Two jackets, this one is Jackler. That one is Steve McQueen. I flip on the rapper. Quick as Christopher can finish up a check on the speed machine. I pull out a full metal jacket. Show you exactly what going platinum with features mean. I am the absolute shit. I actually speak with train, prime two, all day, you hear Uzi
choppers and 9-2. All day you live with these creepy thoughts and mind you. The drum killer like my juice. The Hummer red and they come on top of giant size shoes like clown suits. That rifle rightfully mine too. It might be beat up from the field and clutch like when Mike and LeBron shoot up. Riding around in the Maserati, riding go to McDonald's eating sunflower seeds. Lay back, but I still expect the shell out the window. Still expect the shell out the window. Not in a living well, all I remember is all I could look for was sunflower seeds. Lay back, but I still expect the shell out the window. Still expect the shell out the window.
With your host, Mr. F. N. Word, Miss Brown Sugar. That was prime sunflower seeds. Got them in my hand, spitting them out the window. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. So, you know, it's been out there, right? Kamala Harris. You know, everybody is up in arms about Kamala Harris.
Oh, Kamala Harris, she's running for president.
And it's all the Willie Browns like, yeah, I hit that. Back in the days, I hit that. It's like, okay. Where is that news, homie? Yeah, I'm glad you had sex. In the 90s.
Like, right.
You know, and then it's like, you know, you have one side of the argument. People are like, hey, you know, she was a district attorney. She locked up a lot of black folks. Didn't really have no love for black folks. Then, you know, you got folks, hey, she's a black woman. They're attacking this black woman. Nobody attacked Hillary Clinton like that. You know, I was like, nah, because Hillary and Bill, they would have killed you.
Well, I was going to say, Hillary's situation was different anyway, though.
No, because you got to remember, there were some people, the Whitewater, there were people who actually went after the Clinton. All them people, they kind of like died mysterious. It was mysterious death, but it was kind of like, you know, death. It's like, oh,
yeah.
These elves that happened. We know that Hillary was like, hey, talking shit, you gotta die. You know, I thought it was funny. You know, we got all these different opinions. And, I mean, looking over her record, yeah, she put a lot of black folks away. Yeah, her and her husband, they have done a lot of philanthropical things. But it just seems to me like she's just another politician. She just got some melanin.
Exactly. And that's been my experience. Nothing special.
Yeah, I don't even know what the big deal. I mean, yeah, she's running for president. Oh, it's a black woman running for president. I'm like, okay, all right. I mean, because I remember when everybody was on the, you know, they was all on deck for Obama.
Yeah.
Obama never been black in 8 years. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, he was He was above board on everything. I can't hate on him. But, I mean, Marla Harris is no Obama.
No, I wouldn't say that either.
Yeah, and when I say she's no Obama, it's not a coming in with the black family, da-da-da-da. No, that's not what's happening. I mean, I don't think that she connects with the black community at all or represents us in any way, shape, or fashion. Once again, she's just got melanin.
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice when you see that we are in positions of power, that we can make decisions, and that we have a platform. But when we don't use it to our benefit for our community, then it is kind of like, yeah, you're just there. So I'm not against her, but I'm not for her either. I don't know too much about her, but like you said, I don't connect with her at all.
Yeah,
not like I feel like I should. I feel like I should be connecting or have connected with her. And I don't know if that has to do with, you know, her, because she was, you know, over on the other side. Because, you know, it just seems like when you live in the Bay, you know, one side of the bridge is a lot different than the other. So I didn't know if that's why, or if it's just she doesn't seem to be, you know, not that she's against our community, but she doesn't seem to be for it either, so.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even get, the excitement over, I'm like, your skin color does not excite me. I'm like, what is
your
platform?
Well, I think the excitement, I agree, because I don't care, but I wasn't excited over Obama. I was excited at the fact that we had an African-American president, but I wasn't excited over him. I was like, well, let's see what happens. And
right.
He's a politician before he's a black man.
Yeah.
And so I feel like she's the same. She's a politician before she's a black woman. And I think the excitement, though, is the fact that I think anybody right now would be better than Trump. I think I think if Arnold Schwarzenegger, who probably was the most horriblest governor California had, if he could run and ran, I think people would vote for him, knowing that he did nothing for California, before they'd vote for Trump.
I forgot that he was governor.
See?
He was in that runoff with Gary Coleman and Larry Flint. I remember that because I voted for Larry Flint.
See, and of course you would. I think if Larry Flint would run for president, people would vote for him over Trump. I think people are just looking for an alternative other than Trump. And what your platform is, I don't think if you're like, I think we all should just live in zoos and have cages, I think people be like, yeah, I can do that. I'll do that.
You think so?
You know, I think people are just like, anything is better. If it meant that you had to pay more in some area, you don't think you'd do that in order to have Trump out of office? Because basically,
no.
We're held hostage. I would...
My opinion is different. I love that Trump is in office. I love that there is an atmosphere of reality. See, folks been living out of reality. Everybody been talking that kumbaya. No. See, this is the reality that our parents lived under. and our grandparents lived under, and the parents before them. Every generation before them, us, lived this reality. We were living in the la-la land reality where folks were pretending like, hey, we're all going to get along. We're all going to be good. So now there's a sense of American reality out there now. Hey, we don't like y'all. And the ones that do like you, they ain't in power. And if they say something, we'll shoot them too. That's where we at, right? That's kind of where we at. I'm fine with the truth. I'm fine with the truth. See, people don't want to touch the truth. But the truth is,
I don't. For me, it's not about the truth, because I'm fine with that too, with what you just said. I'm glad about that part. I think it's just everything else. It's him being able to lie, bold-faced lies, and be like, oh, you know, and it not be an issue. The whole racism part, I'm like, yeah, but it's the whole, like, people are really, like, okay with how he is.
Okay, but I mean, Ronald Reagan lied, George Bush lied, Richard Nixon lied, what's his name? Clinton lied.
I think for maybe not George Bush, but everybody else, I was a little bit too young to even care. But
yeah,
Trump, it's just a different vibe for me. It's just a whole, it's a negative, and I'm not saying everybody else is more positive. It's just a whole different vibe. It's negative. It's confusing.
It's just not right.
This
is the least confusing time in our modern day. I think confusing times is what we had under Obama. Things were going well, and folks were pissed off. It's like, he running this well. He ain't coming in any of his interns' faces on their dress. And it was nothing. There wasn't nothing bad happening. And folks was mad as hell. That's confusing. Right now, dude is doing he's doing a horrible job. He done fired like 58 people. I mean, the economy is about to fall into the dump. He done did a lot of bad stuff. Put a lot of people out of work. I mean, all kinds of bad stuff he's done. And folks ride with him. See, that's confusing. But not confusing, because what we talking about.
So you
about
can do
here,
another 4 years of that.
I mean, look, you look at these presidents. Do you think Andrew Jackson was loving black folks? Do you think Eisenhower was loving black folks? You think Richard Nixon loved black folks? I mean, we can just name off a long list of presidents. I mean, starting with the slave owners, who folks first voted in the Constitution in the first place. I mean, there's only one guy who was part of that Constitution. I think it was Adams, who didn't own slaves. He's the only one that I would consider as a human being. The rest of them, scum of the earth. If I had a time machine, I wish it would land on them like that. Dorothy's house on the Wicked Witch of the West. Or was it the East? I don't know. It doesn't matter.
But I just feel at least, like you talk about George Bush and we call him W, at least he had comedy. We got some laughs out of him. You know, the dad did some things. But, you know, the economy was good and people were living well and, you know, the cost of living wasn't high. I mean, it's just so much stuff happening now. And I'm not saying it might not even be Trump's fault. Who knows? I don't know. it just seems like it's just a whole different vibe, and it's not a good one.
Yeah, it's the vibe that we need. Reality check. La la.
Yeah,
land
but
is
are
over.
We? Yeah, cool, but I mean, how is over. That? What are we gonna do about it? So.
Hey, they got these folks. What's the dude from Empire got attacked? They got folks with the hat. That hat is like the new Klan hood.
Okay.
If you're wearing
so before, wait. Let me stop you. Before you even talk about him, his story does not add up.
Okay.
They are investigating his story, so don't support him just
yet.
Oh,
I ain't supporting nothing. I'm not supporting nothing.
When his story, they're already saying that his story does not add up.
I don't watch that show. So it's like whatever. So if he got attacked, he didn't get attacked. He got beat up by his boyfriend. Whatever. I don't know. Don't care.
Possibly, exactly. And that might be exactly. So, you know, I don't know what he's trying to start by using the Make America Great Again, but it may not even be
but,
true.
I mean, if he's lying, that's on him. And, hey, maybe he'll get a chance to get beat up for real. On that note, I shouldn't have said that, but I did. We're going to go on our Hater of the Week here.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. So, Hater of the Week. It's kind of funny. There's a dude named Roosh. This dude, Roosh V, he says, and I quote, "Liking female butts is a gateway to homosexuality." He officially declares himself a boob man because if you like being a butt man, it's a gateway to homosexual activity. It's kind of dumbass, but it's a hater too. You're hating on black women, pretty much, because black women are the ones with the ass. Unless you paid for it, then anybody can have ass. And you didn't know that appreciating ass meant you was homosexual, did you?
Well, kinda. I've always, not necessarily like appreciating, I think a woman's body is beautiful, so I don't necessarily agree with him on that, but I do feel like men who, you know, like anal sex, I've always wondered about that, like what's the difference between it being a woman and it being a man? And every man that I've asked has always said, well, it's a woman. I'm like, it doesn't really matter, and they say it does, so then I just leave it alone. But I mean, a butt is a butt.
No, it's not.
Yeah. And so,
no, it's
I
not.
Mean.
Okay, so
okay.
As a heterosexual man, you know, there's a woman attached to the butt. There's a feminine energy, and yes, I know. We got these fake folks, drag queens, whichever one you want to call them, transgender, all that. It's not real female energy to me. Yes, you mimic. Some of you mimic very well. But at the end of the day, there's nothing like the real thing. Ain't nothing
Yeah, and so... Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's the feminine energy, like you.
Well, I mean, there's no maybe. It's the feminine energy, and so for me, when you hear
that's the difference,
like that, they are suspect. Because generally, the people who complain about it, they're gay. You know, they're afraid to be around gay people. It's like, look. Yeah, I have zero interest. I mean, it doesn't matter. There's no, oh, I can talk you into it. No, you can't. I can't be talked into anything that I don't want to do. So, I mean, for me, all that talk, that points to an insecurity that you have within yourself.
I would agree.
That's all I got. And on that note, we're going to go on break. This is Nas, Still Dreaming. Sugar. That was not. Still Dreaming. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Oh, man. So, Super Bowl this weekend. I ain't watching. Some folks is like, oh, man, your Saints, they got cheated. Man, that's horrible. I was like, yeah, I know. I ain't even watching. I ain't watched no football games all year. Right? I mean, I stayed true to mine. I mean, and I didn't even really miss it. You know, at first I thought, you know what? I'm going to miss it. It's going to be horrible. How am I not watching football? But I'm like, you know what? I got time to pick my nose now. I got time to do stuff. You know, I can clean the toe jam in between my toe. I got time. I mean, obviously, I do more than that. But my point is, NFL, my life. It don't rule my life. I can do other things. My life isn't ruled by a bunch of. And let me make this distinction. The NBA and the NFL kind of have the same policies when it comes to the national anthem. The only difference is the NFL, their owners are like, well, God damn it, you're going to stand up for this national anthem. And if you stand for anything else, or if you try to protest or whatnot, we going to get rid of your ass. You can't protest. You can't do anything. I mean, they're just out with it. Like, look, do what we say or whatever. You're expendable. You're nobody. It's
well,
it's
the NBA isn't similar.
Oh, they can't either. Yeah, they can't. There's no thing, but if you want to protest something, they don't say, hey, you can't protest.
Well, they don't have to. What was his name, MacMoo? What was his name when he was doing this? Was in the 90s.
Yeah,
I can't remember his name. Raul MacMoo, I think is his name.
He got kicked out the league, Craig Hodges. He got kicked out. But none of the owners came out like your Jerry Joneses and all them. And say, hey, you know what? If you protest something, I'm going to fire you. Even though the NBA owners, they just
well, to me, that goes back to what you just said about racism.
Yeah.
So either way, I mean, both of them are extremely racist. How many NBA owners are black?
What?
Yeah. So maybe the NBA does it. Maybe they have a little bit more class with their racism.
Oh yeah.
But, you know,
the bottom line is they're
still racist.
No, it's the difference between the North and the South in the Civil War. The North were subtle racists. Like, we don't believe in slavery. But we're still better than them, right?
Yeah.
See, the northern white man was trying to tell the southern white man, look, we ain't saying that you got to love them. It's just stop the slavery thing. It
just be humane.
Right. It's not making us any money. Slavery, there's no money to it, and it's going to get ugly. Because they could see that it's going to be slave revolts all the time. It was getting ugly. And so they're like, we can't have that. Southern white dude wasn't, you know, he's the barbarian cat. So he's just like, well, they ain't nothing. We don't care.
Well, basically, it's the difference between Vaseline and no Vaseline.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Dick is big and long. It's just which one is going to be lubed and which one is not going to be lubed. All right. That was a bad image. All right. So we just go into ground.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Oh, what is that shit that happened again? It's a couple things. So, you know, if you've been watching the news, it's cold as hell in the West. Like, on the Antarctica type scale cold. Like, all the way up to like minus 70. I'm like, I want to send pictures to my cousins. Shout out to my cousins in Indianapolis. What y'all doing? It's minus 30 degrees there. Why?
They're huddled up.
Yeah.
They're huddled up next to the fire.
Yeah, it's a lot of good loving going on there. It's like, that's all you do. Hey, stay
warm.
That's
all you can do.
Yeah, right. Well.
Thank God for Netflix.
If it works. So, Gary Steele and his partner pulled over Ariel Moore Tuesday night. She had expired tags. So, what did they do? They pull her over and towed her vehicle. It's like minus 10 degrees outside. They towed her vehicle. They're like, hey, we'll give you a ride. She's like, nah, I'm going to ride with you, cracker-ass cracker. This is minus 10 degrees out, and you pulling me over for my damn tag. So, she's walking. And so they start filming her. And they, you know, using filters that I guess people use for Black History. And the clips had Celebrate Black History Month. And they was using filters what Black Girl Magic looked like. And they're on the video laughing at her, saying, hey, it's priceless. The walk of shame. And they end the broadcast by saying, bye, Felicia.
Wow.
Yeah. And you think about that for a second. It's like way below zero. And you're talking about expired tags. You're going to make somebody walk. Even though they offered a ride, but you taking my car, it's like minus 10 degrees, man. You can't wait. You can't wait.
Yeah.
Nope. And then they post a video, and they said it was a bad decision.
It was
very, very cold.
It wasn't anything more than to humiliate her.
Yep, but that's how we do. That's that Groundhog Day. It's what you do. They're having fun in minus 10 degrees. You gotta have an evil heart to do stuff like that. Yeah, it just evil just run in your blood. And speaking of evil running in the blood. So, in Chicago, there were some prisoners. It was minus 14 degrees. I don't want to take a degree off. It's minus 14 degrees. They have these dudes out there in their prison gear. You know that prison gear ain't really conducive to warmth. They got that on. No coats. Shoveling snow, minus 14 degrees outside.
You know, I'm just, you know, and this is what I was saying as far as like Trump being in office. I just think the humanity is gone. And I'm not saying Kamala can bring it back. I think, you know, we need, like, you had a few shows where you were talking about a savior. A white savior, and I think we're going to have to, I don't know. I think the humanity is just gone.
Well, I don't think we ever had it, but yeah, I'm still saying we need a white savior. We need a white savior.
We had a basic humanity.
Okay, if you say so. I'm gonna agree to disagree. You know, I'm saying we need a white savior. We need that white man that's gonna bring us back. Cause they're not gonna follow
yeah.
the woman.
You know, no.
We need an old white man that's gonna come and say, you know what? I want to kiss black babies on the forehead before I brush my teeth or gargle. I just want to pretend like I love y'all. We need that white dude. Where is he at?
You don't think there's one that genuinely could though?
No.
No.
No. I don't believe it.
Okay.
Yeah, I just can't see it. There's a compassion issue, and just, you know, in this country, waiting on somebody to love black folks, yeah, and to say, hey, you know what? We should love black people. We shouldn't hate on black people. It's not going to happen.
No.
I can't see it. But that's just me. Oh, I almost forgot. Those prisoners, the Cook County Sheriff's Office said, hey, it looked a certain way, but there was a difference because they were getting paid $2 an hour.
Oh, okay. Well, see. Look at that.
Yeah.
You're getting paid to shovel snow with no jacket on.
Right.
What you complaining for?
Right. I mean, but people on the outside looking like, come on, y'all, we paying them $2.
Yeah.
Big money grip.
Yeah. What's the big deal?
Speaking of big money grip and backlash, just ending it with, you saw Dan Gatsby, B. Smith, who's the, yeah, she did the cooking show, but not. She has Alzheimer's.
Yeah, she does.
And homie has his girlfriend in the house. Now, I was going to say, you know, the white girlfriend, but I'm like, it's not even about accentuating the fact that she's a white woman in anything. It's the fact that he has a woman in the house with his alive wife. She has Alzheimer's, but he has her. He's posting pics, everything. That is beyond disrespect. Right there. I'm like,
yeah, I've seen that, and I just, every time I do see it, I just ignore it. I can't even stomach it. I mean, that is, like you said, it is just beyond disrespectful.
I'm like, where the kids at? One of y'all ain't trying to cut her. I'm saying, if there's a time to be ghetto fabulous, it's now. She in
yeah.
the house with your mama? Hell no. That is true. You got this heifer in the
yeah.
house with mama?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
you know,
yeah, somebody.
I didn't even want to get into a lot of this. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
there's no love there. There's no love.
None.
There.
None. And I mean, the pictures are just disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been so disgusted.
Yeah. She's alive. They're in the same. That's all
and
I got.
And the thing about it is,
she
may or may not have a clue.
Right.
Or she may not comprehend, like, what's actually happening.
Excuse me. Well, doesn't matter now. And on that note, Mr. Brown Sugar, I missed the F and N word. This is another Smooth Drama production. Thank you for listening to the Smooth Drama Love Show, because there was no love that was going on here. We'll holler at y'all. Peace.
being the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.